A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first. But it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage from Luke's Gospel sets up a sort of pair of things that call our attention. First, we have these costly stones and votive offerings in the temple. Good things in themselves, things which were in their proper place in the temple, but things which stole the believer's focus from what really mattered. So Jesus rightfully says to them, none of this in the end is going to matter. In fact, it will all be gone one day. But then they jump directly to the other side and they say, okay, well, what about that day? When will that be? What will it be like? They've fallen into another trap, focusing on the end, focusing on the destruction, the terror to come in the end. I think the message that Jesus is trying to convey to them is don't worry about the things of this life. Don't worry about the things to come. Don't be looking for a sign, trying to predict when these horrible things will occur. Have faith in me, we can hear him say. Be steadfast in that faith, and that will be enough. What are the costly stones in our life? How do we let the end times, the fears of our life, overtake us? Steal our attention away from our faith in Christ? I'd like to suggest that those costly stones in our life are oftentimes our opinions. How often do we fall into the trap thinking that we've got everything figured out, that we have this beautiful arrangement of things, and we need nothing else? When it comes to the difficult times in our lives, the sort of catastrophes and destructions, how often do these pull our focus away from faith in Christ? And if we are true to that faith in Christ, if we do take Jesus at his word and believe in him, what do we have to offer, not only to ourselves, but to this world? Be faithful unto death, and you will receive the crown of life.